Hi guys, welcome back to Diamond's Lifestyle Podcast. My voice over was not so good, but yeah, welcome back. So today we're talking about taking your own advice. This topic is very personal too. It's very personal because I found myself in the shoes where I would give people very great advices and end up doing what I said they should not do. I know many of us are guilty of this. It is most times it's very difficult for us to stand to advise ourselves when we're in the shoes. Most times it is not very easy for somebody that is not outside the situation to see what is actually going on inside. Do you get? Let me rephrase. It is hard for an insider to see the situation the way an outsider would see it. For example, where a person is in a toxic relationship or one where there is domestic violence, it's like, she's like, or he's like, they're beating me, he's doing this, she's doing that, she's emotionally manipulating me, but I can't leave her because I love her. Then an outsider sees it as, my dear, you're just trying to survive. He's beating you. She's emotionally manipulating you. You have to leave this relationship. You have to leave this. You have to leave that. But when other people come to us with their own problems, you're like, you can't stay there. That's toxic. That's this. But we then go back at night to our own comfort, our own homes, and we cry because we are headlong into those things. Very hard. Very, very hard, I would say, to take your own advices. You know, most of us should be crowned counselors of the year because you're like, do you, be you, you're this, you're strong, you're bold, you're God of mercy. The truth is, it is very, very real to not be able to help yourself when you're in those shoes. It is very real. I'm not here to say that you should take your own advices, or rather, neither am I here to say that you should not take your advices. But when you talk to people, do you listen to your words? Do you listen to what you say? How meaningful those words might be to you? Sometimes when I talk to my friends and I say some things, I'm like, damn, you also need this. Damn, you really need this. You might even need it more than you do. Because it is just so true and it applies to me too. So when next you're giving an advice to your friend or somebody that needs help, you should listen to your words. Sometimes you might even like to write those things down too, read it to yourself. You know, most times when I read things and when I read things without speaking out, it doesn't sink deep until when I read them out. Then I'm like, oh, wow, this has so much weight to it. So basically, taking your own advice, you might need to step out of your situation. You might need to see from a different angle to be able to understand what you're actually going through. You know, there are sometimes where you have nobody around to help you or to advise you. You need to help yourself. How would you then help yourself if you would not take your own advices? So you might need to step outside a little. You might need to look at it from a different perspective. Look at it from somebody else's view to see how and what you need to change. It's not so hard. Just something you have to put effort into to do. You can help yourself out of the situation. Trust me, I'm talking to myself too, because I found myself in situations where I'm like, damn, you told somebody not to do this and you're doing the same thing. It's not very hard. We should learn to take our own advices. Most of us give very quality advices. And if we would just for once take those advices, our lives would change for the better. So look at your own advices. Listen to your own words. Read your own words. Then try as much as possible to take your own advices. You see a transforming change in your life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. So thank you very much for listening to my podcast. And if you listen this far, you're the real MVPs. Thank you very much. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.